Warriors and Spurs Game 3 in San Antonio saw the Warriors grab a 3-0 series lead. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is the Warriors Sound Review as we take a look back at the win, and we start by listening into the end of a spirited first quarter.
Inside, kicks it out to Gasol with a three. Anderson with the rebound. Looney rips it away. And up it goes. Livingston one shot with the shot clock now down to 10. Durant, a 15-footer.
It's terrible defense there by Anderson. You can't reach on Kevin Durant 40 feet away and expect to get back in the play to contest the shot.
Good if it goes by Anderson. Durant's got 10, and Golden State down early by 6, going up now by 3.
The Warriors ended the half with an 18-6 run, taking a 6-point lead into halftime as KD had 17 first-half points on his way to a game-high 26 points. Klay Thompson had 19 points on the night, and in the third quarter, the Warriors began to separate.
And here's the thing. It's almost like the Spurs are in quicksand. I mean, they are within striking distance. This is a two-possession game here. Forbes on the floor for the first time this evening here for the San Antonio Spurs, trying to get some shooting on Forbes.
Iguodala on the outside, Thompson with a three, got it! Klay Thompson catches and fires and is as smooth as silk. Timeout taken by San Antonio.
With the 110-97 win, we now listen into KD and then Draymond.
We want to make everybody work out on the floor. We want to set screens for each other. We want to get in pick and roll and, you know, try to get two on the basketball and then drop off in the pocket and just kind of let it come out in the wash, as Coach says, and try to hit singles. You know, I think we did a good job today of only 10 turnovers, which is good. We had 11 in the first half last game. So we're just trying to play simple basketball. And, you know, when we see an opportunity to kind of throw a haymaker, we might try to do that. But for the most part, we just try to, you know, give you straight body shots and, you know, to the game until we can get it in our hands. And we was able to, you know, get some separation there in the third.
You know, they're one of those squads that, you know, you just let them get into their offense and whatever they're trying to get into. They run great stuff. They're well coached. They're very disciplined. But you start to break those patterns up a little bit, and, you know, it gets a little bit tougher on them. So that's kind of been my mindset, randomly switching sometimes, randomly going to double, just doing different things to try to keep them off balance. So I've felt pretty good where I've been at defensively. And then our team, I think, has been amazing. With the same mindset that I've personally had, you know, just swarming these guys, trying to make everything tough. You know, for the most part, I think we've been pretty good on the boards, which is a big key coming into this series. I think every time we played them this year, at least three of the four times, I'm positive they out-rebounded us. And so, you know, just finishing the play is, you know, the attention to detail. You can guard all you want, as good as you want, but if you don't finish the play against this squad, they're going to make you pay. Sometimes they have five guys crashing the glass, and so I think the discipline on the boards has been amazing as well.
Afterward, the NBA TV crew broke down the action, starting with an interview with KD.
Well, you said the ankle's good, but is that based on experience or hope?
Experience. I'll be all right. Just a quick tweak. I blame that one on myself.
Why?
I was playing around with the ball. I got to get to my spot and raise up and shoot. I was trying to do too much, and, you know, you see what happens when you do too much. So I'll be better next time.
The next 48 hours, a lot of stem, a lot of ice, I know. Will be anything else to try to get the swelling down?
No, it's not that bad. I can walk normal. I mean, it wasn't a bad twist. It wasn't as bad as you know, I've done it before, but I should be fine.
You guys did not shoot it the way you normally shoot it from deep, but how were you able to kind of grind this one out?
We just hit singles all night. I think we got some good looks in the paint. Guys were shooting well from the mid-range, and we got stops. Everything just stems from our defense, and so if we continue to get stops after misses, you know, we can continue to gain confidence on the offensive side of the ball. So if we had been missing and they were making shots, you know, each time down, you know, our confidence would have got lower and lower, but we just stayed with it on the defensive side of the ball. And Coach drew some great plays, and guys were passing the ball, and, you know, we made some tough shots.
You got a big lift defensively from Kevon Looney. How important is that going forward?
Man, we're excited that, you know, Looney came out and played well for us. And we're going to need him to continue to play well in this series, because LaMarcus is tough down there, Pau Gasol. Then he's guarding Rudy Gay. He's guarding K
Kyle Anderson. So he's asked to do a lot down there. So we're proud of him, and, you know, we know he's going to continue to keep working.
You guys are up 3-0. New Orleans went up 3-0 tonight in their series. Looks like they may be closing that out soon. So how important is it to finish this thing up on Sunday?
Man, just for us to play good ball each possession. You know, we can't worry about, you know, just closing the series out. We just want to play good basketball each possession and not take it for granted. We know how, you know, well-coached the Spurs team is and how hard they play. So, especially, you know how great their crowd is. So it's not guaranteed that we can win this game. But, you know, if we play good ball each possession, we'll be fine.
More encouraging news there from Kevin Durant as he talked to David Aldridge about his ankle. Sean Livingston turned his ankle in this game as well. So given these injuries, Steph is still hurt. You know, how crucial is it for them to go in there to San Antonio in game four and end this series?
Well, they've got to take care of business. And you don't want to give a team confidence. And the quicker they can get in, the quicker they can rest, rehab, and just get off their legs and just refresh that, because you don't want this thing to linger on anymore.
Yeah, this team has to come out there with the right approach, because right now it's all about rest. It's all about getting guys healthy. You know, KD, Sean Livingston just had the ankle sprains in this game, and they're still trying to get Steph back. We don't know when he's going to be ready. He's going to need as many days as possible and going to need some practice days also. So with all that said and done, go out there with a professional approach. Don't take the game for granted. You know, and sometimes this Golden State Warriors team can kind of scare you, because when things have been going good, that's when they get a little bit loosey-goosey with the ball, and they've angered Steve Kerr this year. They need to come out with the same demeanor they had these first three games, really end this thing.
Warriors and Spurs set for Game 4 on Sunday, a 2:30 p.m. tip-off in Texas, 12:30 in the Bay Area. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.